Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Old Moon Podcast, episode 60. Right?
Yes.
Nailed it. First try this week. Definitely didn't have to check beforehand ahead of time whatsoever. Super, super easy. I am your host, Blue Squadron, joined as always with Jaycoon. Jay.
Hi, my name is Jaycoon. I'm an Awakening Wisdom Name at 765 Gear Score. I do a lot of endgame PvE content, such as Olens, the dungeons. I'm currently working on the newly released Debreka Ring, like everybody else, and you can find me grinding for it over at twitch.tv/JaycoonVTV before the T.
Right on. And we have the real blue dragon here. I don't know. People just started calling me this thing. And we have a special guest this week. Normally we have the king of hot takes is Blonde Bear, but this time I don't even know who they're going to flame in the comments because we have Didios this week, who is, if you somehow don't know who this guy is, he's the best PvPer. He's basically the faker of BDO. That's how the Koreans describe him. BDO faker. Yes, is exactly what is how it translated on the UN podcast. He's won every major Pearl Abyss sponsored tournament that the game has ever had. He's certainly the best PvPer that I know of. Didios, you want to give yourself a little bit more of an intro there?
Hello, I'm Didios. I'm more recently of VTubing. I play Striker and Sage. I liked PvP, but I haven't been doing much recently because, I don't know, I've just been kind of burnt on it, waiting for changes and no war reworks, we'll talk about, and then blah, 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 blah. But yeah, all that stuff.
And, yeah, the game's kind of in a lull. Game's kind of in a lull right now because we're kind of like in this stage, like the calm before the storm, right? Like we're right before we get some really big new changes. We're kind of in the midst of this node war rework that for some reason Korea got before the rest of us because apparently their playtesting is all that matters. We're going to talk a lot about the node war rework today, the state of PvP, and kind of where tournaments and stuff are at, because, Didios, you participate in just about all the major, like, community and Pearl Abyss tournaments, so we'll kind of...
I don't actually do community ones, usually. I did the last one just because it was interesting with, like, shy bands and stuff, and just be able to...
Well, don't I feel privileged? Okay, it's a W. All right. So, like, normally he doesn't come out for the community tournaments, but he does when there's like almost $5,000 on the line. We'll take that. He said I'll collect on that money. So our first subject on the docket here is the Node War rework. We did bring Didios on so that he could discuss it here. I'm curious what your thoughts on it are, Didios, to give our audience a little bit of a prelude here. If you don't know about the Node War reworks, essentially Node Wars is being revamped from top to bottom. Basically across the board, instead of having to place a fort and having all of these different annexes to defend and things, and a ton of different nodes to place on, you basically just declare for a region now, and then when you spawn in with your guild, you spawn in at like a safe zone somewhere around like the region, and you run out and you capture neutral forts. You basically have to kill a fort, and then that fort becomes yours, and you can place annexes around it. Even if you don't have a fort, you can actually place annexes out in the field, like around a flag, for example. So you can put flame towers around a flag, which is interesting, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in a bit here. But you basically are capturing points, and then if you have to hold your fort for a maximum of 1 hour, but usually it's something like 20 minutes to 40 minutes, depending on all the different forts have timers, and if you're the last one controlling your fort, when the timer expires, you take that node, you're removed from the node war, and the rest of the guilds continue battling onwards. And so basically... every time you node war, the top 50% of guilds basically is almost always guaranteed a fort. Now, this is kind of just a light overview, but Didios, I'm sure you know much more about it like I do. But what are your thoughts on a system like this since you've been node warring for like, what, 8 years now?
Yeah, I mean, the system itself, I could definitely see some issues coming up. But the last 8 to 9 months for me have been the worst node wars I've ever been in the history of the game. And no wars have gone from basically the only thing I looked forward to in the game. And I can't even like force myself to go unless Roots is like, please come today. Otherwise, I'm just like, I don't want to go to them anymore. So I'm just hoping that it might not be perfect, but it's a step in a better direction, I hope.
Yeah, a lot of the guilds have been dying lately. We lost... We've lost a lot of guilds lately. I don't even know where to go through it, but Ethereum is one of the big ones there. Ventus has seen a dip. Family disappeared. Barcode's definitely, you know, lost Snake. Snake basically just dissolved. And so that made Barcode a lot weaker as well. And we've certainly lost the kind of a lot of guilds lately. Like, do you think that, like, this is kind of just because the Node War scene has become stale?
That's probably part of it. I also just think, the Ethereum one was kind of, that's kind of a weird, weird situation there, but most of the other ones, I mean, the Node War system, it's like these guilds and like especially like the leadership, they're spending like, I know how many hours they just sit there just typing in Discord to each other. And they're doing all this like work over the whole week for some trash 3v3 that ends in 20 minutes. It's like, what's the point, man?
Bro, that hit way too close to home. As somebody that literally has been in guild leadership for years now, you know, I ran Dismantled, I helped run Reforged. Now I'm in Statistic. You know, like I helped out with Vertex when they were a guild. Oh my god, dude, it's so much work. You're talking about like a full time job. At a minimum. I mean, Roots has been doing it for 7 or 8 years. If you don't know Roots, he's the GM of Cho Nation, who is the strongest guild, pretty uncontested in the world.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. He's been running it. Like, he just sets up fights. I mean, you have to set up fights every day. And then Siege is even worse. Siege takes forever. Although I will say that Cho's kind of had some lax sieges lately. So they're kind of out of it a little bit. But, like, normally, if you're, like, a mid-tier guild, Siege requires probably at least 20 or 30 hours of work, and I'm not even exaggerating. Like, there's been some times where I would wake up to, like, a politics chat in the morning. Everything was fine when we went to bed. You wake up, and there's 1,200 DMs. I'm not joking. 1,200 DMs. Real. Yeah, I'm like, Viz, what happened here? He's like, it was soggy happened, Blue. Soggy happened.
The whole thing changes. Yeah. Like, they have it all set up all week, and then in just last day, they're like, nah, we don't want to do that. We're changing everything up.
Yeah, it's obnoxious. So, And honestly, North America and EU alike have a pretty healthy Node War scene. I think that Asia might have the most active Node War scene, but like, don't quote me on that. Based on their Node War numbers and how many people they have participating in Guild League and stuff, and what I hear on the the United Nations podcast, they have an extremely active Node War scene in terms of the amount of guilds there, but I could be wrong about that. But NA and EU, I can speak to, they have an extremely active Node War scene, and right now, it doesn't look very good. I've been doing Node Wars for at least probably 5-ish years or so now. First 2 years I played the game, I didn't really do very much PvP at all. Very anti-PvP, stayed away from it as a general rule. But about the last 5 years I've been on the Node War scene, and this is probably one of the most dead I've seen it. Statistics dropped 3 or 4 times this week, and it's basically been a snipe every day because there's just no fight. To be had. So like, we're going to Balanos Siege hopefully this weekend, and honestly I think the Siege is also dead, not like at least for Cho is just sitting in Kalfion. You have Digital sitting in Madaya, who's the second strongest guild, and then you have our third strongest guild Corrupt sitting in Valencia, and everyone's just big chilling, and then the fight happens on Balanos every week, and there's just no one drops to fight one of the top three Siege guilds, because let's be honest, you're not gonna win. Yeah, there's just no fights going on. Like, Didius, do you know the reason for
this? I don't know about the reason people aren't pushing, or wanting to push. I mean, obviously, the reason people want to push Castle, because they removed the spawn in Castle, so now it's like, you need to bring more people, which means you need to set up more. You basically have to create a fight, and then be like, alright, guys, we need to bring just enough to where the server works, and we can kill them. So it's like awkward. So it's like you want to bring enough guilds to where like the servers are stable and working, but you need to have enough, or then they just farm you in Castle for 4 hours. So you don't want either of those two.
We are getting centralized servers. Did you get a chance to playtest the central servers?
I did not.
Yeah, I did not either, but I watched a lot of the VODs for it. It looks really promising. It looks a lot better. And we are getting centralized servers, I think, next week. It's, like, confirmed.
Yep.
Okay, they're coming. So I think that the lag will help. Are you, obviously any change to the Node War system is going to be kind of exciting for especially a high-tier guild. How do you think Cho is going to kind of approach this? I assume that you're excited for it because now people have to fight you. Let's be honest. You drop and they have to fight you. They don't have a choice.
Also, one thing that obviously that's pretty interesting for Node Wars 2 and it's, well, at least interesting for Cho Digital and Corrupt, is there is now no restriction when you own a castle.
Oh, really?
So you can,
I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
As, you can go as many Novas as you want, win as many as you want. Yeah.
Oh, well, that
it's,
would be...
It's not... Yeah.
That would be why our major siege guilds are all just sitting in castle waiting for the new update. That explains a lot.
I don't know how it is for other guilds, but for Cho, it's kind of been a thing where just we've been slowly not wanting to do siege, because what happens, we'll hold castle for like 6-7 weeks and then we'll kind of forget. We'll get like a little daisy. We're like, oh, why don't we do siege? You know, siege is fun. And then you go and queue up the siege and it's a four versus four in Valencia and the server doesn't work. And you're like, oh, wait, what? That's why. I don't want to do this. This is awful.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, I hope the servers kind of correct themselves at least a little bit with the central servers. I think that also
I'm really hopeful for the hit changes for that. Not sure about the central servers, but the hit changes hopefully can do that.
Like the hit changes, like we discussed the hit changes implications in PvE and like the build paths earlier, but do you think that this is the correct way to go? Because like essentially you have evasion is becoming DR. Like this is, it's literally just like now you just, you're going to get hit. It's just, you're going to have a percent chance to miss or like a certain amount of your skill now. So like,
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I was talking basically about exactly this about a month and a half ago. And it's like, that's like the easiest kind of like linear way to do it. As long as they don't do some weird shit where it like multiplies and a bunch of weird math, but if it's just like, it should be very similar. Depends what other changes they do with it, but yeah.
I mean, like, I think that it's gonna be interesting. I hoping that it helps with lag. I wish that they just changed our skill menu so that we could actually read and understand how much damage we were gonna do. Like, on God.
Yeah.
Like, a new class comes out, and our way of telling how much damage it does, wow, those numbers are kind of big. But, like, we still...
it's gonna be even bigger.
Yeah, exactly. We still have no idea if that skill is actually going to do any damage. I can't tell you how many times it's been like, wow, those numbers, those multipliers look crazy. And then you get it, and you're like, wait, that didn't do any damage at all. Like,
the best example of that, Automagia on Sage. You look at that skill, they're like showing all the stuff for Sage when he's coming out. And then, and you look at the skill, it's like 1,300 times 30. Like, what? It's like 1,300 times 3 max 10 hits. And you're like, that's insane. And you're like, oh, it doesn't. It's only times 3, actually.
Yeah, and you can't really test it super well on the global labs at all.
No.
Yeah. Jay, I know you haven't gotten a chance to talk at all yet. Hi. People are giving me the Etsy email. Jay, right now. And it's just
worry,
the Etsy
sure
staring at the camera.
Everyone is just waiting to hear my take on this whole thing, you know? So.
Yeah. I mean, Jay, I'm curious. You're a strict PvE lord, but you've done PvP in the past with Apoc and Notorious. When PvP became available and you were like, okay, I need it for my crystals now, does the new Node War system interest you? Do you think you're going to get involved?
You know, I mean, okay, so the way it currently is definitely has, you know, the current state of Node War, it's kind of like more of an organized form of PvP where you gotta like strategize with how you go leading the war effort, you know, whether you stay on the offense to keep the pressure up or like stay on the defense to buy time for your allies or like targeting structures, annex, you know, specific annexes like the supply depot, recuff center, right? That's like part of the strategy. But at the same time, it seems like from what you're saying and from what I've been hearing in the last little while here, it's a lot of work to get a good Node War going. And in these changes, it seems like they want to move away from that for a more simplified kind of like automated way. So it's like kind of like, let's just get it going, let's fight. And so maybe perhaps they're trying to make it more accessible to more guilds so they don't have to do as much preparation, right? Because you're just talking about how there's so many people DMing you and stuff like that. So not sure exactly how to feel on my end because I'm not too particularly invested in this space, which is why, you know, I have you guys to give us the insight on it. But yeah, I mean, I think if it's a lot more accessible, maybe I'll give it a try and see how it feels, right? I think I should always be giving, you know, I think everybody should be giving something at least one try just to give it a chance, just to see. And then I guess from there, then we can really judge it after, you know.
Yeah, I mean, from a shot caller perspective, I mean, you have a shot caller perspective here, and you have like a top fragger perspective. presumably. I assume that you frag pretty high in chill, Divios. But I mean, from a shot caller perspective, it definitely takes away a big dynamic from Node War. Like, you have a lot less, like, strategy mm-hmm. involved. But I think that BDO as a system, or as a game in general, I think the skill ceiling, like, there is a point where your skill ceiling is just too high and it's just not as approachable for players or guilds as it probably should be. So you should bring it down. A good example of this is, like, Dota versus League of Legends. Or you could even say Smite versus League of Legends. If you guys didn't know, Divios is a super big, like, world champion Smite player. We should talk about what the... I heard you went over to do the alpha. I'm curious what your thoughts on that, but we'll talk about that later. But, like, League of Legends is basically the super simplified version of Dota. Dota, definitely more complicated and had basically all the same, like, premises and everything for the game, but a big reason why League of Legends took off is because it's much more approachable for players, and even though you only have really the four skills and the passive on every champion at its baseline, it's still definitely complicated enough that you can still have, like, a lot of depth and skill ceiling there. So I think that, yeah, as a shot caller, I'm willing to concede, all right, maybe Node Wars is just a little bit too complex for a lot of people to understand here. We can wheel that back, make it a lot easier on the leadership cores, make it a lot more approachable for new players, take the stress off of people, like placing a fort and, like, oh gosh, man, are we going to get eliminated? Are we going to get locked out? Because you don't have lockout issues anymore. You just have to run it down at least 100 times and you'll be fine. With your guild. But, like, I'm willing to concede a little bit of strategy in this regard, just to basically make it more approachable for guilds. My concern is that since we just lost a lot of guilds in the Node War scene, that I think that the only way that this works is if you have a lot of guilds. So I think the T1 scene is up huge. I think that, like, the Tuvala caps, there are three different caps for those of you that don't know. You can drop on essentially Tuvala caps, 680 gear score cap, and then, like, an uncapped situation. And the number of people that are allowed to participate in the Node War increase at each level. But I think that, like, T1, T2, or, like, the Tuvala scene is up tremendous because they're going to have, like, 30 forts on every mm-hmm. fight. It's going to be a total clown fiesta for that. DBS, I'm curious, do you think that like the major, like the mid-tier and, like, the high-tier guilds are gonna have to drop down to get a fight with those Tuvala Timmies, or do you think that they're probably gonna drop more on the mid-tier? Like, do you think that uncapped will have fights even though it's, like, a 75 man cap? Where do you think that people are gonna kind of end up?
I think people are only gonna do the 680 cap unless people really hate, because it's, I'm pretty sure the new one's, like, tier 4, so unless people really hate that one, I think they'll probably just do, they'll have, like, the Tuvala one and then you'll have that one. And I don't think the only people doing uncapped are going to be, like, random guilds being like, oh, maybe we can snag one.
Yeah.
Or we don't really want to do much today.
Yeah, that's my concern as well. Yeah. And, like, there's no more setup fights anymore. I mean, it's just going to be such a different approach. Normally, when we talk about doing Node mm-hmm. Wars, there's, like, politics. Like, the guilds talk to each other. At least in North America, this is how it works. You talk to each other. There. Yeah, you balance teams. You make sure that the teams are as balanced as possible. Everyone drops on their designated sides of the node, and you have a big, like, meshed team fight. That's going to be a thing of the past, Divios. Like, in a few weeks,
yep.
That's ancient history. We'll be like the war veterans talking about Vietnam.
I mean, to be honest, that's kind of something I like for the most part, though. It's weird because in other regions and other stuff, they do a lot more just kind of natural stuff where they're like, all right, guys, whoever wants to, there's going to be a fight on this node and everyone drop here if you want to fight. And that's the gist of it. There is no, people aren't really doing too much at times and just being like, oh, they drop on this 100-man node. Yeah, guys, we're bringing 40. We're bringing 60. We're bringing 70. Like, this, some, and it was just kind of, that's just the way some of the other regions do it. Where on NA specifically, if you aren't capped, then you don't go to the war unless that's unless it's like 100 and you're like 90 something.
Yeah.
Like, people just don't go to almost any of those fights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that one of the propositions that a lot of people have been suggesting is the alliance system. Now, you're fortunate enough, Divius, to live in a guild where you guys have no problem with the 150-man alliance. You guys can fill that. No big deal. There's pretty much always a wait list out the door to get into the strongest guild on any given region. So you guys don't really have a problem with it. I personally think that if they scaled back the alliance system, to 100 man cap again. So if two guilds wanted to ally, it's totally fine, but they have 100 man cap. Currently we sit at 150. So if one guild wants to war by itself, it's at a strict disadvantage because you can only have up to 100 players in your guild. Whereas if you're allied with somebody, you can have 150 slots in your guild. So it basically forces everyone into this alliance system. Personally, I think with a system like this, with this new node war system, I'd rather just see more guilds. I'd rather see...
Go ahead. I hate online system with a passion. I hate it so much. But I think it's something that's really hard to go back on. Because it's really easy to be like, all right, guys, you can get more people in your guild now. It's a lot harder to be like, all right, guys, you see all these 50 people you've been really good friends with for the last 4 years? Yeah, they're gone. Bye.
That is... That is true. Again, like, it's a tough position for, like, exactly three guilds, basically, who have managed to, like, Cho, Corrupt, and Digital are sitting there. And honestly, I think that BR would probably be okay. Like, I think if Digi and BR wanted to split, it would probably be okay. And then Corrupt and Enemy would probably be okay. But I think Chomies is kind of different in that it's much more integrated. So, like, you're just cutting the bottom 50 from the guild. Like, yeah, that sucks. But also, I think that... It would help the Node War scene just overall. I think that having more guilds basically means you're going to have more fights. I mean, we saw, did you get a chance to see the Korea, like the first Korean Node War? Like Hugh Hotbar's?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so let me just sum it up for you. Balanos, there was no fighting. Kalfion, there was no fighting. But in Kama Sylvia, there was still no fighting. And then in Medaya, there's no fighting at all. And then Valencia, it ended so fast that we just have to assume that there was no fighting. But... in Serendia, there were two guilds or three guilds kind of having it out for one fort, at the end of time remaining. And it was very interesting because one of the guilds had built two flame towers next to their fort, but like they built it on like the, both the FTs were sitting right next to each other. So they couldn't cover the whole fort. And so the other guilds just kept attacking from the other side. Eventually the fort went down. But what we discovered was, the flame towers do not die when you lose control of the fort.
So, flame towers in the middle of their fort?
Yeah, then both the FTs just looked at each other like... And then they just sprayed the fort down. Like, they just killed the stick. So, like, it was kind of miserable. So, obviously, there are a decent amount of bugs with the system. And in KR, it's not really working the way that it was intended. Yet I think that it can be adjusted. I think in NA and EU it will be much more successful. I know that that might sound a little bit more like copium, but I think that they need to adjust some things. Like in Balanos region, for example, when Hugh started the war, one of the forts is in Kron Castle, which is a fort that I'm sure that Divios is familiar with. If you put the fort in Kron Castle, it's never dying, and they had like 15 minutes to kill that fort. So essentially the guild that got that fort, it's over. They just win. Yeah, they just win that, right? So like there was no fight over there. Like there's you're just never gonna have to fight that. And then there were a few other forts, and people would just take forts and then just like leave because there weren't enough people to contest any of the forts. They would just leave. So like there were just completely unmanned forts without anybody fighting. Yeah, and then the other guilds were just sitting at their fort twiddling their thumbs, not having to fight anything. And that was basically the story for every region. So like, but I think that a lot of that has to do with, I mean, Balanos was like the T1 cap. So like to see their T1 scene down that bad is kind of an indicator for just how bad their Node War scene looks overall. But that's, they did this to themselves. I'll be honest with you. Their cartel, as they call it, there's politics in KR and then there's the cartel. It would be like if Cho Nation, Digital, and Corrupt all loved each other and circle jerked and just dropped on every node together, wiped all the lower guilds, didn't fight each other, and just handed the node off. And they've done this for like the last 2 years. And it's basically obliterated their node war system because no one wants to go node war. That's shitty. So like now I'm hoping that that kind of ramps up in KR, because let's be honest, if the system doesn't work in KR, it's designed to fix KR, right? They're not making this new node war system because they care about us. That's the truth. They made it because KR's Node War system was so down tremendous that they felt like they had to do something. So if it's not working in KR, I'm actually kind of concerned that like they're not going to let it fly in the other regions either. But like personally, I think it'll be relatively successful overall. Like with just the amount of guilds. Jay, you're still in Notorious, right?
I am, yes.
I know that you probably have guild pings and stuff. Can you let us know, is APOC planning on participating in the new Node War system?
Let me check.
Oh my god, this dude doesn't even listen to announcement things. That's crazy, you know, man. That's crazy.
More announcements.
I would assume
guild bosses.
Oh my goodness.
Let's go.
More announcements.
Let's go. I would assume that they are planning on participating in it. Like overall. So like as far as strategy goes, honestly, Divius, let's just talk about strategy a little bit. What do you think about being able to place annexes anywhere you want? You don't have to place them around a fort anymore. You can just place them.
The first thing I thought of is like, there's going to be like a war where it's like Cho takes the fort and then there's like, it's like seven or eight guilds in the node. They just all place a Huacha just in the middle of nowhere. And just there's just eight Huachas watching in my fort.
That's what I would have done. Yeah, I would have been like, all right, guys, everybody strap on your chastity belt because we are not pushing Cho. We're all just going to put a Huacha down and shoot the fort down from way the hell over here. Okay, it's not happening, dude. Yeah, I mean, like, I think that also you could have, like, this situation. I know Barcode is really well known for this. They love sitting on their flag and letting their cannons do the work. You could just, like, and that meta has been gone for a while. You just don't see guilds. That strategy does not work anymore. You cannot just sit on your flag and wait for your cannons to cannon down a fort and make it work because of how recovery, centers work now. It just doesn't work that way. But with the new Node War system, you could set up flame towers, a Huacha next to your flag factory and put your cannons there too. You get a nice little setup home base going next to your flag factory, and you could basically just go to town with the cannons and the Huachas and just defend the cannon and the Huacha without even having to push the fort, speaking.
There's one thing about that, though, is that there is no recovs. True. So what happens right now, right, is like you get their recovs down and then... It's like, all right, now they have a long respawn. Now we can kind of pressure them, right? But that's not the case. The recovs aren't a thing with the new system. So it's like, yeah, you can do that. But it's also way easier for them to defend as well because they're not going to have 45-second respawns after a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know what the respawn timers are, honestly, because we haven't actually gotten to see a node... I mean, you're right. Like, you can't... The Node War doesn't actually go for longer than, like, 20 minutes. Like, the funny thing is people are like, oh, it's a one-hour Node War. That's not that bad. The reality of the situation is the second we saw it launched in Korea, the forts all have random, like, spawn timers. The maximum is an hour, right? But on Balanos, for example, the entire Node War was over in 40 minutes. The last fort died at, like, 40 minutes. And most of them were done in 15 to 20. So, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't feel like that's enough time to fight. Like, I feel like you're just like, it's, you just spawned in. Like, I can't tell you how many times it took like 6 minutes to even pick a target. You know what I mean? And then like by the time you finally pick a target, you get up and you start grouping and stuff. I mean, man, like the war is basically just over. So like, I don't know. Do you feel like 1 hour is long enough, or do you feel like it should be extended to two and then there's, or like one and a half maybe?
I think the 1 hour is. I think the 20-minute ones are a little short, but the thing is, most of the Node Wars I've been at in the last 6 months, the actual fight that matters is over in, 20 minutes anyway. And after that, it's just kind of like, all right, well, one guild's down a guild or two, and now you just, either you're winning and you're just killing them while they have 40-second spawns a couple times, or you're doing a cut, you're like, all right, guys, we got like two or three more spawns until our fort dies. A lot of those wars feel pretty similar. The 20 minute ones I think are a little short, but I think the 40 and 60 ones are good.
Yeah, I think 40 minutes is fine. I think anything over about 30 minutes is fine. I think 25 minutes honestly should probably be like the minimum. 20 to 25 should probably be the minimum, and then maybe it maxes out in an hour. So at least you get a little bit of something. I will say that the benefit of this is you can kind of low-key choose who you want to fight, and you can like run around checking like the fort healths and try to snipe at the end of time remaining. You know what I mean? Like, so there is definitely still some strategy involved. I'm looking forward to trying it out myself when we get it in like 9 years. It feels like Korea gets everything weeks before we do, and I'm not entirely certain why. They can't really test this on the global labs, I'll be honest with you. So, like, they should be going for, like, they've done this before for, like, a global test, right? Like, they release it for everybody for a couple weeks. They see how, or a week or so, they see how it works, and then they pull it back, right? And then they make changes, and then they give it back to us again. That way, all of the regions can give feedback. if you only allow KR to playtest this, well, the other regions don't get to give feedback. We can't even hold a UN podcast to talk about it because they're the only ones that have gotten to try it.
yeah.
So, like, it's kind of miserable right now because we're all waiting for it. But, like, I'm thinking Copium, we should get the node war changes hopefully in the next few weeks here. But it did take, honestly, the last time they tried to rework node wars, they made it like this this risk system.
Oh, God, bro.
Yeah.
They made it the risk system. It was the most miserable system. And we had that for, what, like a year before they finally conceded and said, okay, yeah, this was not a good idea. And they rolled it back. The funny thing is the alliance system that we currently have is actually from that system. They rolled back everything except for the alliance changes. And I think it's exactly what you said. I think it's like, they're like, well, now all of these guilds have like established alliances. So like we kind of end up like dicks, but I think you just have to rip that Band-Aid off. I think that it affects like the minor part of the player base. Go ahead.
I wish the game was like 100 men and nothing was over 75 or 70 and no alliances, or like, or if there's alliances, like make alliances up to 100. Yeah. Uh-huh. But just like, and nothing's more than 75.
Well, I don't know about you, Didios, but I loved it when we went to Siege and it was like truly a test of how many people you could pull to Siege. Like right now.
No, that's that's what No Wars are like in other regions too.
Yeah. Right. It's just like, how many people can you pull? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that was part of the strength of your guild was like, it's 100 man cap. Can you pull 100 people or can you pull 80 or 90 people? That was a big deal. Like that's why it made Dismantled so strong back in the day, even though our players were garbage. Like, that's basically you just have a lot of people, and as it turns out, those termites get work done. So like I'm hoping that those changes kind of go through there. I do want to transition. There are a couple other things that we want to talk about here, like Jay, you had on the docket for the tournament, like the tournament situation, and I'm curious, Divius, you're like the king of winning tournaments, and I love shoutcasting when you're doing it, because I can always, no matter who you're up against, it's David versus Goliath. I get to shoutcast as you as Goliath, and every time you beat their ass, it's crazy. How do you think like the current state of tournaments is right now? Where do you think that you'd like to see it go? As someone that participates in tournaments and wins a lot of the major tournaments, what do you feel like is missing? I know that you liked the Shy change recently. Is that something that like would keep you from participating in like tournaments in the future? Did you really enjoy that, or would you rather see even more restrictions, stuff like that?
In terms of like the terms, I would really like, for me, that type of PvP, small scale, very coordinated, is my favorite part of the game for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish they went back to doing actual like more, because in 2020, when I did the class tournament, they did four tournaments that year. They did a seasonal tournament, they did best in class, they did best in class, so both of them.
Yeah.
Like best in class and best in trial, seasonal, best in guild. All four of those tournaments. And then the year after, they did best in guild and they did the Solaire tournament. And it's like, okay. But it's just like, now it's like, last year, it's like best the whole guild. Year was just the one tournament.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it was 2-1 because they split it, which I hate that, to be honest. But.
Okay, so you didn't like, the new format for Best in Guild this year was open bracket, and there was like an invitational where like the best guilds from the previous year were invited to their invitational, and then the open bracket, all of like the other guilds were allowed to compete with each other. Sadly, what that became was other guilds basically just dropping guild and going into a no-name guild, and we have Salve Lucrum winning the open bracket.
Yeah.
For that, and Cho wasn't the only one to do that. You know, we had other people doing that as well. So like, yeah, maybe that format should be, honestly, I like that format because it encourages more guilds to participate. But I think it needs to be more well regulated so that you don't have, you just can't.
So it's weird because the first year they slowly made it more and more lax, the rules. The first year,
yep,
you
I
had
remember.
To been in the guild off Sprout at the time of the post being up.
Correct. Yep. I remember the Danny second Destroyer year, was pissed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he
the second year, you
me.
Had to be in the guild, but you could be a Sprout, or you had like a couple days to be a Sprout to get in.
Yeah.
This time, you had up until the tournament started to even join the guild at all.
So yeah,
it just promotes that, makes it easier.
Right. So, like, which way do you like? Would you like it to be like more like strict, or do you like, oh, yeah, just trade them around?
it should definitely be more strict. I think because that all the thing is those tournaments. I mean, I also hate the like people basically went into that tournament and almost no teams are even trying to win the invitational one. Like, I mean, you could just by the fact there was two shies in the whole tournament.
Yeah,
you can say that.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's talk about shies for a moment.
That class ruins.
I was gonna say, do you feel like that class is ruining that format, this uncapped 3v3 format?
It ruins uncapped because in a 3v3, especially if there's anyone else healing them, like a Valkyrie or something, the only way you're killing that class is if you have like three of like the highest damage classes in the game, or another shy to Misty them. Like,
yeah. So you have Misty Haze, which takes away like what 25 or 30% of your defensive stats, mm-hmm. and like the entire set. I feel as a shoutcaster, it's the most uninteresting. Like I'm always talking about the shy. I never get to talk about anything else. It's like, is Misty Haze off cooldown? When is shy buffs coming on? Right? Like, now, like, because the shy is this unkillable monster, and they're also using that Magnus skill, which is like basically a PA every like 20 seconds. That where you just can't die, where she waves the lantern in the air and like she gives you a bunch of DP.
That one's not as bad, but
it's not as bad, but it still gives you HP and it makes you almost unkillable.
Also, Arena of Arsha, with how BSR works, if you don't have a shy, you get maybe a 10, maybe a 25 at the end of the round. If you have a shy, you get 100 with as soon as the health starts ticking to 50%.
That is true. So, yeah, that is. So it's you got Valkyrie ulting in the middle of the arena. Like, that's absolutely obnoxious.
Our comp with Sage Valk, we both have suctions and we both have ult. It'd just be like, all right, you got ult, all right, I'll suction you ult, and then you're in the same thing. Or like, he'll suction, I'll ult, and it's just 100 hits of CC. You guys know how stupid hit stun with suctions and stuff is.
Well, do you feel that Shy is still busted in an AOS format? Because now we have like the custom AOS matches without the spectate, which we'll get to in a second. But like, do you think that in an AOS format, do you think that Shy is still just completely overbearing? I think that in Guild League, I think in any uncapped format, and then in large scale PvP, I think that Shy is overbearing. I think it's a completely obnoxious class. It's got too much impact on the fight. But I think that in AOS might be the only time when I'm like, all right, well, I feel like there's counterplay.
There's some counterplay. There's certain comps that are really hard for it. But I mean, to be honest, there's AOS has bigger issues than Shy, but that's definitely one of them.
Okay, well, what are the issues for AOS?
Like, I mean,
would you rather see the tournament than, like, in AOS?
BSR, Urine, Sales, Scholar. Those things are way more of like issues.
Oh, really? Scholar? I guess the healing?
It's just because, her passive is not working as intended there.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, let's see what she does.
So I guess how healing works in Solar. So you know you passively heal like as if you had a health potion every couple seconds, like 300 health, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, it turns out they're not actually healing you 300. They're healing you 1,000, and because it's reduced by 70%, it ends up being 300.
Oh,
well, Scholar reduces your healing by 20%, and it doesn't reduce that 300 by 20%. It reduces the whole thing by 90% instead. So instead of healing for 300, you heal for 90.
Oh my god.
For your health bots.
That's crazy. So
if there's any dot on you, if you ever hit by a scholar, you heal for zero until including the little health orbs on the map, they also heal for zero as long as the scholar is hitting you.
That's insane. Oh my god. Would you bring a scholar or would you rather have a shy?
If you don't have a scholar in that mode and the other team does, you probably will lose unless they mess up bad.
That's crazy.
You have, it's like ninja e-buff permanently. It's a perma ninja e-buff, effectively.
God, that's crazy. Because the funny thing is that Scholar basically sucks in every other PvP game mode. Like Scholar in large scale PvP is useless. Scholar uncapped is somehow still useless, right? Like
small scale, she's okay. Small like small 3v3 type stuff, she's fine.
Yeah,
she's not amazing, but she's solid. But yeah, anything larger, yeah.
Yeah, and then in 1v1s, I don't feel like she does enough damage to really
Roots
kill anybody.
Roots put it most elegantly, in my opinion, where Scholar is kind of DR Striker in a way, where it's just the things it's good at, it's really obnoxious and kind of ruins the game. And then when it's, and then when it's not, you just kind of feel helpless. You're like, what am I doing?
Oh my God, that was so true. Holy crap. Like, I, that is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. I was a Dark Knight main for like 3.5 years, and Mystic and Striker ruined my life for everything. Like, that was when I first started the game. It was, like they just showed up, and it was an extremely unstoppable force meeting an even more, like, an extremely movable object. Like, it was obnoxious, dude. Like, they would just run at me in full, like, duo Grunel. And they would just run me down, man. Like, I just couldn't do anything. The game felt so uninteractive. We do see clips of these scholars, especially in like T1, T2 node wars, like kind of just running amok and just like getting their dot down on everyone. And then the Guardian comes in and, puts a big slow passive on everyone. Honestly, it could be super, super useful there. Would you rather, moving back towards the AOS, would you rather have a tournament in AOS, or would you rather have an uncapped format where Shy is just removed or fixed?
I like the AOS format, but you have to be, there needs to be a lot of changes to like some of the things in AOS, but the initial format I like a lot. Like, the format out of AOS is amazing. It's just that the current version of AOS we have is what I'm not a fan of. Because I used, like, Season 1, the tournament we ran, the NA vs. EU, that was the most fun I've ever had in this game in PvP.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that we don't have any tournaments right now. I think that Perlabus has told me that they're working on that Spectate AOS feature, right? They've told everybody, hey, surely, we're working on the Spectate. Yeah, surely. Yeah, like, they said it was going to come out, so all of our creators put their tournaments on hold. Myself, Armin, a few other people. I only want to say the ones that have been kind of announced. So, like, there's a lot of creators that have put their tournaments on hold waiting for this mythical Spectate AOS feature that was supposed to come out, because I think that Spectate AOS makes the game super fun. If you get a good Spectate feature in AOS, tournaments become so much fun. I don't have to ban Shy, so Perlabus doesn't have to hate me. Everyone can participate. Mm-hmm. It feels super fun. Like, the game mode feels capped, so it encourages more people to kind of get involved. Like, I think I think a lot of people would kind of super get into that. And also, like, being able to, like, choose the map, too. I thought about having, like, map bands and stuff.
They talked about that as well. They said, spectator and map selection were, like, the two things they're working on.
Yeah, man. Like, being able to select the map. Dude, I could have...
December.
I'm on the other side of the fence. I'm someone that I don't get a whole lot of pride from, like, winning or losing an AOS match or, like, being, like, the best player. But I love putting on, like, really big productions and making, like, a really crisp tournament where other players like yourself can demonstrate their skill. So, like, to me, a Spectate AOS feature is a gold mine. Like, you could also have that. That opens the door for being able to spectate high level AOS matches. Yeah, and guild leagues and stuff. Like, you could like literally have content creators spectating high level AOS matches, or even players that, you know, they don't know how to play their class. So maybe they want to watch Armin on Ninja because they don't know how to play Ninja, or they want to watch you on Sage or Striker, or whatever. And like, they can watch those AOS matches and like learn stuff. Yeah, like, it would be super cool, and a really big addition to the game. So we're waiting on this AOS spectate feature, and I think a lot of creators are kind of waiting on this. And we haven't had a whole lot of community tournaments. It's basically was my community tournament, because I finally said, the way they phrased it to me, Divio, so I'm just going to keep it a buck. They were like, yeah, the Spectate feature is right around the corner, because like, they introduced the custom AOS. and then they were like, the Spectate feature is right around the corner. And I was like, okay, sweet. So we waited. And then, like, very casually, Perlabus was like, hey, yeah, so about that. We don't really know when it's coming. Yeah, and I was like, oh, Jesus, man.
I mean, I saw the notes. When I read the notes, right, and they said, all right, customs are on the way very soon. And then after release customs, we'll work on spectating and cut the map selection very soon after.
Yeah.
And to me, that read, that's, we have an idea for that, but that's never coming. That's what I read. Because I have not expected it to actually come out, but that'd be cool if it did.
It felt like the old Heidel balls where Jay would just get up there and lie to us for 2 hours. He's just throwing stuff out there, and the developers have to watch the Heidel ball so that they know what Jay is actually going to say. Like, they don't even know what the is going to be said. So they're just sitting there like, oh, we have to start working on this now. Okay. Like, he talked about server wars. Do you remember server wars? Yeah. Like, they talked about Calpheon versus Valencia and having, like, this huge open world. It was happening all the time, and you had to battle for command posts and stuff, and, like, life-skilling guilds could, like, arm the front.
War of the Roses turned into.
Yeah, that's what War of the Roses turned into, but, like, bro, we heard nothing about it. We got this big presentation. Half the presentation was about server wars, and we all got super hyped about it, and then it was just radio silence. The climbing life-skill, stuff like that, and this is what it feels like for the Spectate AOS. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
They did the same thing for 10v10s back in like 2019. I remember like I remember Prime, like, this is back when it was like Snake versus BR 6-8 hours a day at Star's End Beach. And they're like, yeah, guys, we're going to have ranked 10v10s PvP coming out. I'm like, oh shit, that's going to be awesome. I'm super excited. We're going to get a super, super sweaty team call. It's going to be awesome. 1 year went by.
Only
two,
4 years.
Three, four, five. I was like, oh, it's here, guys. Now, right? Well, it was. It's like, when they expected, when they announced that in 2019, I wasn't expecting half a decade time, but you know.
They're building hype. They took the Ashes of Creation route on it. You know what I mean? Announce it like super early and then let people like fester with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I was festering.
Yeah, so like I think that the Spectate AOS feature I think would be a massive thing for tournaments. I think we'd see a lot more tournaments. We have Armin. Yes. Armin came up with a he's got like a bot or something that will make he's got like a Discord server that has a bot that will like create matches. I think his plan is to like create a league. Unless I'm wrong, but like it's either a tournament or like a league. We used to have something called the Black Spirit League. I'm not sure if you remember that, but the Black Spirit League back in the day was like a 1v1 thing. But like I've thought about putting on a league, but like the problem is AOS is so buggy. It's very difficult to like, bro, even for my tournament, I had to have referees running around to make sure people didn't use like the gear swapping tool stuff because I can't check their inventories, right? Like I can't, like I have to make sure that like I have referees running around with pets out. So like I know that pets aren't out and stuff like that. Like it's hard to monitor what's going on in there. But like, again, AOS would kind of fix all those issues.
If you had a spectator.
Yeah. If you had a spectator, Jay.
Hi.
I'm so sorry, man. It is a PvP podcast.
No,
man.
You guys are, you know, vibing, and I'm just vibing over here. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jay, do you think that if the best in class, this is going to be a little out of field, left field, but I think that we're actually going to have the best in class tournament. It should either happen, like, they have it like once every 4 or 5 years. Like, they had it like when the game came out, then they waited 4 or 5 years, and like, I will say that I spoke with the team while I was there, and they said it's just a massive amount of work, but like they're trying, but like there's no promises, right? So like I am just strictly speculating right now, but like based on how it was spaced in the past, we should have a best in class tournament come either this year or next year. Jay, as the only Awakening Wusa in the world, would you participate in that? Would you do that? You have a lot of gear, Jay. Let's be honest.
Okay, so how these tournaments are like for me is it's kind of like me watching Worlds for League. I don't play League. Well, I play for like one season, then I quit League, but I still enjoy watching League content, as you know, it's still understandable to like the average viewer, average gamer, like, oh, you know, you can kill the Nexus and stuff. Like, it's very simplified in that way and still enjoy them. And it's kind of like the same vibe for me with these tournaments, is that I'm still watching the best in class, best in guild tournaments, and it's like still really hype the way, like, especially if you have a good shoutcaster to really explain everything. Like whenever Armin's doing, he really knows like each and every class's ability. He's like shouting out, oh, he's using this ability, using that ability to like CC them. Like I understand that as an average BDO player, because I know what CCs are, I know what supervised armor are, I know what forward guards are, and so it's still hype for me. And I haven't participated in any PvP related tournaments or competitions, but I still really enjoy them, and I hope that, you know, when they do have these spectate modes, it's gonna, you know, result in more of those kinds of things happening for us as viewers to be able to watch that kind of content, especially if it's going to be posted on YouTube and stuff like that too. That's really great for somebody trying to get better at their class as well, you know, that whole idea of watch and learn, and then you can literally watch and learn these kinds of content. So yeah, I hope that you know, that the whole spectate thing does come out soon. So, and then me, if there's any other Awakening Whistles, we can find each other too.
You too? No, you're just gonna be fighting all of the succession wusses. Let's be honest.
It's gonna be like the clip I linked. It's just nobody shows signs up, and it's just you just win by default. Like Rujinx did on Wizard.
First Rujinx.
That's why I'm watching this clip.
The only player that entered the entire Wizard tournament, Rujinx. Not only are you the GOSU winner, you are the winner of the previous Unrivaled title.
That's crazy, so you win, bro.
Just for participating, 60,000 pearls and a godlike title. Man, that's a story to tell, man.
Like, in fairness, Rujinx probably wins anyway. But like, yeah, I mean, I think the best in class tournament, I think the reason they don't want to put it on is because, let's be honest, there's like 27 classes. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But like, they have demonstrated in the recent past that they're willing to basically, contract out all of the work for tournaments. And like, they could totally do this. They contracted me to do the WUSA Open. Johnny Five did the Scholar Open. Like, and they went well, right? Like, you could have different content creators kind of doing the best in class tournament. Now, I will say that if you're gonna hold best, the problem with that is that if you're gonna hold best in class, you gotta hold it for each region. North America, they're like siblings, right? You can't get one of the siblings a new iPad and get the other one a new pair of socks. Like, it just won't work. You got to get them both iPads or both socks. That's just how, that's kind of how it is. So like, I'm not sure if there's enough creators that they would necessarily be able to cover that, but like, I think that they could kind of figure that out. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but I think the community would really appreciate it. Divios, you said that like you'd like to see more tournaments overall. What, do you have any ideas for like unique types of tournaments that they could put on, kind of like Best in Guild, but maybe not Best in Guild?
Honestly, I liked the 3v3 ban one thing they did for a little while on some, I think they did it the wrong way, but it was basically what they do is you a 3v3 and each round you ban a player and it couldn't ban the same person as the round before. And so it's like you're a team of four, but, and it's like you have different sets of three they're fighting, you know, instead of being like the same exact three the whole time. And you try to, and you just have, you have like a little bit different matchups while having like all. I think it was really interesting. They did it kind of a weird way back in the day, but I think that idea was cool.
Japan versus Korea open, and by Japan versus Korea, of course, I mean Japan versus Japan, because Korea was literally knocked out in the first round. Every single Korean team was knocked out in the very first round almost immediately. Like, it was crazy. Japan was so much better than KR. A scholar in a 1v1 beat a striker, like, doing no damage. He would like full combo him and the striker would lose like 10% of his health. The scholar still won. Like, that's how crazy that was. Actually insane. I think that the ban system, I've always kind of wanted to try that. I've explored formats like that for tournaments that I kind of want to put on. The problem is, like, right now, especially with the uncapped AOA format, there's just not enough people that will sign up for the tournament. And then, like, you're talking about, like, okay, well, you got to have four or five people on each team if you're going to have a ban phase. And then, like, yeah, you're just, like, you're talking about maybe eight or nine teams viably. And if you don't have a ban phase, you're talking about 14 or 15 maybe. Like, because, you know, it's easier for people to find teams and stuff. So, like, I think a ban phase looks great, especially as we keep adding classes to the game. I think banning people, like, banning a class or banning a family name would be pretty cool. Like, I think banning a class is honestly better, but then everyone's just going to ban Shy out. So, like...
Yeah. Well,
like,
I just think, just have it be something more variable. It's like, as you go, it's like, all right, the first couple rounds, it's like, make it, like, even just... Because how they did it in the season tournament, right? It was 3v3. They did this one a bit weird. It was 3v3, and you selected two people for each round, and you did three different best of threes with each different set of two. So it's 2v2. It's 2v2 with one band. That's how the season tournament worked.
That was
the one where we were against Reezy, Flannels, and Quicks, and that was me, Mac, and Vert. It was an interesting one. I do think the way they went about it was kind of weird, is that we never even got a 3v3, because what they did is they did those three sets of 2v2s, and then they did like last man standing 1v1 for the fourth round.
I remember that. Yeah, that was, the, so that was a like, while ago.
Yeah, yeah, it was a weird tournament, but it was like it was interesting. I like the different attempts and stuff. I think they could have done it a better way, but I like the shakeup. But I just want more consistent tournaments. I want to never be in the arena of Arsha ever again. That arena is terrible. The old map was pretty cool, and you could kind of have some like things going on with like, but this new one, it's like it's just a flat field. Like these Raiden was just sitting there laughing the entire last tournament because the Valk change happened as we were practicing for it, and he's like, "Yeah, I just go exactly the entire distance of the arena with my dash now."
Bro, the Hostiludium is crazy, bro. The Hostiludium was insane.
It just even on that map, Sage feels fast because it's like two rift chains. I feel the whole arena. It's like, all right.
Yeah, that's why Archer basically just can't be played.
Yeah, you can't move. Can't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's obnoxious. So
okay, I had an idea.
Go ahead, Jay.
What about in BDO fashion? It's like RNG on like what class you play for the like tournament. And so you like roll, like let's say you pick like five classes and then you have like you roll to be able to play one of the classes, and then that's your class for the, and then you keep changing it up for each round, I don't know, or something like that. And then again, that's so on brand with BDO's RNG.
Oh my god.
A lot of RNG that's, to the tournament.
Believe it or not, this has already happened once before. We had the Delphi put on like the content creator like Clown Fiesta tournament, where we all had to give them a list of classes that we had never played before. And we had to spin. Like, if you spun a wheel and you got one of the classes you never played before, you had 24 hours to prep it, and then you just went in and sent it. And it was a total Clown Fiesta. It was a lot of fun.
I taught Torty that night on stage, and he was a beast on it.
Yeah, true. Like, honestly, yeah, Torty went huge a couple times in that tournament. I don't remember if he won or not. Yeah, but it was absolutely insane. It was a fun tournament, but like I don't know if it's like practical if you're trying to put on like a serious tournament.
No.
It could be like a fun tournament, but like I don't know about a serious tournament. It'd be kind of it might get a little rough. Okay, so we've run out of time here. With all of this wonderful PvP talk that Jaykun loves so much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So why don't we do outro and closing thoughts? Jay, I'll let you go first.
Outro, closing thoughts is that, you know, PvP, woo! and you can find me over at twitch.tv/JKunVTV for the T.
All right. And my boy Divios, thanks. I just want to say from all of us here at the Old Moon Podcast and all the listeners at home as well, we absolutely love and respect your opinion. We really appreciate you coming on the podcast and sharing your thoughts for it. Do you want to give some closing thoughts for what we talked about today and then a shout out for yourself?
For sure. Thank you for having me, though. I'm excited to try out the new Node Wars. I hate that Korea gets everything before we do.
Bro.
We'll finally get our practice soon. We'll see how that goes. Global Lab tonight hopefully is good. I stream twitch.tv/Divios. These days just kind of grinding hard for the demo rings, and when fun PvP is happening, I will be there. But yeah,
it do be like that. Yeah. And I am Blue Squadron. There's always something happening on this channel. This week, there's always two new YouTube videos every day. We have the Global Labs after this. We're gonna do dungeons. We'll do some React stuff. But the biggest thing I have happening in the next week or so is I'm flying to Austin to compete for their in the finals of this chapter of their OTK's top streamer competition. So that will be a tremendous amount of fun. Yeah, it's gonna be good. Yeah, thank you. It'll be a good amount of fun. make sure you guys check out the Old Moon Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Make sure you guys leave a comment on the podcast. Give Divios all the love in the world. Make sure to remember to hate on Blonde Bear. We love that, even though he wasn't here this week. But we do read the comments and we take into consideration for what topics we're going to talk about the following week. From all of us here at the Old Moon Podcast, have a great rest of your week, guys.